Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking to the Wall. It's good to be back on the mic. And today's episode, I'm actually going to talk about something near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk about Kanye West. But I'm not alone here. I have one of my friends. It's going to be sharing his thoughts on Kanye, Yeezy, Louis Vuitton Don, whatever you like to call him. Please welcome to the show, Kenyo.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No, of course, man. I'm glad we can make this happen. I know it's a long time coming.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of start off with where it all began for you. When did you hear about Mr. Kanye West?
So first time I heard about Kanye, funny story. I was a big Usher fan growing up.
Okay.
Huge Usher fan.
All right. All right.
So he was a part of that first, forgot which tour it was, but he was a starter.
Okay.
For the Usher tour.
Okay.
Yeah. And I caught on and I was like, oh, this is crazy. And then I heard Through the Wire and I heard all the rest of his music and it was.
From there.
From there. That was it.
That was it?
I was okay. Hooked. Yeah.
What attracted to you him? Like what was something that you were just like pulled and you're like, I like his energy. I like what he's producing or he's putting out there.
It was different. So for me growing up, I listened to a lot of rap, right, growing up. But yeah. The one thing that I found, there was no one that really felt like me. You know what I mean? So in that rap space, I didn't find anyone I could connect to. It was, at that point, gangster rap, all that stuff, right?
So obviously.
When Kanye came out, the whole backpacker movement, it was a guy that looked like me and talked like me. And the sound of the music was just great. So I was hooked from there.
I feel like, I remember when I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, so yeah. Sean Carter, you know, Reasonable Doubt times. I didn't know what I was listening to at the time. I think I finally gravitated to like, oh, this is his life. This is his struggle. This is how he got through to where he is now.
But great album, by the way.
Huh?
Great album.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. And just kind of growing through it. And I was, the Blueprint too. And yeah. Finally kind of started catching, you know, I think it was just when YouTube was starting to somewhat pick up and then kind of saw a clip of supposedly Kanye on the bounce.
Yeah.
And he's obviously in that song. And I just remember being like, dang, who's this kid? Like, who is this new guy that's producing for Jay?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't usually just pull anyone to kind of his roster and on his album, especially to that magnitude. And I just remember like, oh, let's kind of find out who this guy is. All right, you know, lo and behold, he gets signed to Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, let's see what he brings. The whole MTV movement was there, and they did a little documentary about him. You mm-hmm. know, obviously, College Dropout, Through the Wire. And then I was like, wow. Like it, like you said before, it's just something where it's just like, he's not like every other, like, gangster rapper. I think at that time where it was just kind of coming up, and I was like, he's just different. I just like it. And it kind of just grew from there. Mm-hmm. And then it just followed as he, you know, progressed in his music.
And I think that's what kind of made him connect with everyone. Because it didn't matter what you look like. I know if you're a fan of Kanye, you felt like he kind of represented you. You know, if you're a college kid, you know what I mean? That was into hip-hop.
Yeah.
You love Kanye. You know what I mean? If you're into style and fashion, you love Kanye. So I think he just represented a lot of people that needed to be represented. So I think that was kind of what was missing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that a big part of that, when I started to kind of like progressively listen to his albums and then just realizing, yeah, no one's on his level. You know, and that's why I feel like a lot of people, I think, obviously there's always criticism with him and just being like, oh, no, he's out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And I was like, no, like looking at the trends now and looking back, you know, through each album, I was like, no, he was ahead of the trend or setting the trend for it at the time, and that's what was crazy. And I'm sure. Okay, so let's go down to concerts. You've been to a Kanye West concert?
Yeah, I've been to a few. You know what? I can't even decide which was my favorite. I don't know which was my favorite.
Really? Okay.
So So I bought tickets. My first tour would have been Glow in the Dark.
Okay. Great tour.
Missed it.
Oh, 2007. Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh.
And then I had a chance to buy the Fame Kills tickets. That was with Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I was pumped. I was excited. And then, you know what happened.
Yeah.
The whole
buffled and, you know, they wanted to separate their tour and all that stuff. So, yeah.
So that got scrapped. And then I had a chance to see him and Jay at Watch the Throne. Legendary. Wow.
I'm super jealous right now.
Legendary.
On the side of the table.
Man, okay. You know what's crazy too? I had VIP tickets.
Okay.
So I was right by the stage. So I had my hand out, shook his hand. I mean, I'm telling you, I didn't want to wash my hand for a day.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was not fortunate enough to get to either of those tours. Glow in the Dark for sure. I think when it landed at Staples, tickets went on sale. Sold out. I couldn't get my hands. And if I was trying to get them scalped, arm and a leg, and I was almost tempted to do that at that time. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, no, he's going to come back around. He'll drop something else, and I'll see him next time around. But looking at that production, I know I saw a lot of videos from that Glow in the Dark, and it just was mind-blowing.
Listen, I say every time I talk to someone, they talk about concerts, I said, Kanye is the best live performer, bar none.
Yeah,
I don't care what anybody says.
No,
if you've been to his tour, that's the stories, man. The production's great.
No, and obviously he doesn't leave that to other people. It's all through him.
Yeah,
and that's the one thing that I think people don't realize. I think a big part of that was when I missed that, and I was like, oh, watch it. All right, Jay, he's doing it. All right, cool. Impossible. I couldn't get tickets either, and I was like, dude, this is just like one buzzkill after another. I think the first time I saw him, where I was just like, oh, please let me. I saw him for Powerhouse. He was, you know, headlining Powerhouse here in Anaheim. And I was like,
crazy.
I told my wife, I was like, we got to go. I don't care where we're going, where seats we're going to go watch him. And for him being not even his concert, but him headlining, you know, slightly a festival of artists, but his production for his part of the show was mind blowing. And I was just like, oh man. He had just signed to Adidas a few months prior.
Yeah, I saw the photos with the boots.
And that's why I remember just looking at my wife and I was like, I want those shoes. I don't know what they are, but I like them.
Yeah.
Got the pair. All white, same exact ones from the shoes. And I was like, this is comfortability at its best. And it was just amazing. I was blown away. And I was like, now I know, like, I can see it. I've seen them. I had another friend that actually went to see him for Watch the Throne, Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they were filming the music video there. So they had to do the song, I think he said six to seven times.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm so jealous right now. Like, I was so sad. And I was like, oh, dude. Like, maybe if you pinpoint it and just, you know, they're like, no, they kept restarting the song, dude. So in between, they're just kind of beef up the crowd and be like, oh, come on, guys.
And that's the video for Paris.
I believe so.
Paris, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you, oh man, we talk about it now, but now I wish you went to the concert because at different cities, they'd replay that song just like that over and over and over and over. So I think, and I'm obviously from Toronto. In Toronto, they played it, I think, 6 or 7 times. So they get to a certain part and then they stop and they say, again, and just go again. Man, you can see tears in people's eyes. It was crazy.
Dude, I can only imagine. All right, so you did watch The Throne, which is amazing. What's the next concert you saw?
Next concert I saw after that was Yeezus.
Okay. How was that? I didn't get a chance to
listen
to go to that, but it was just like, it was different. This is where he was wearing all the mask and all that.
Listen, man. Amazing. And I again had kind of these, not VIP, but I was right at the front of the stage. So the stage was, maybe 10 feet in front of me.
Wow.
So he was right there. And man, the visuals, the story, and just having that giant screen and then the mountain and then the dancers, it's different. You've never seen it before. And he put on a show. And the whole thing was kind of choreographed to be a story. And I don't know if you follow the story, but it was him kind of finding his way to Jesus. I know, super random.
Okay.
But at the end of, close to the end, he takes his mask off. So for 2 hours, he has his mask on, or an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
Mask on. And then at the end, he takes the mask off. And then he says, thank you, white Jesus.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. It's funny.
But great, great concert. That one too, we had, they're not friends now, but surprise pop up from Drake.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so in that Toronto stop. So.
Oh, okay. It's makes great. Sense, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, it was real good.
You got to have Six God there as well. Yeah.
And that's when Kendrick was opening. So Kendrick opened for him.
Oh, okay. You saw Kendrick.
When he was just starting that first album, Good Kid, Mad City. Wow. Yeah, so Kendrick wasn't as fine-tuned back then, but great performance nonetheless. Great performance. Yeah. After that, I saw Pablo.
Pablo.
Floating Stage.
All right.
Tell me you went to that one.
No, I went to that one. Okay. So we went to, me and my wife, I was like, I got to go. As soon as the album dropped, you know, I bought it. And then I just kind of just played the album through just a few times and kind of, you know, mentally digest it and kind of just saw it. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, right? I gotta see this guy in concert for this album for sure. And like I said before, he just knows how to do it. And that's the one thing I think he kept pushing and was just like, I want every fan that sees me have a good seat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of this. And, you know, obviously his concert was like, Floating Stage, and I was like, nah, man, you're not going to do that. Like, in my head, I was like, no, it's not, you won't be able to do that. How are you going to sell that to the stadiums? Like, how are they going to price the tickets? They're looking for their money, you know? And I was like, all right, you know, whatever. Tickets went on sale, got our tickets. I was like, all right, cool. And I just remember being like, Anywhere is supposed to be really good. So, you know, didn't look at all the online videos and saw the stuff. I was like, no, I want to kind of be fresh mindset and kind of see it and experience it myself. And we saw it, dude. And it was, I believe, an October show. Got to Inglewood, got to the stadium, bought my merch, obviously. And then as we went in, I was just like, oh, I didn't know what to expect. Kind of just, you know, in awe. And then once the show started, I was just like, dude, what is going on? Like, it was, you know, obviously, like you said, the production, everything behind it was just to the point, to the T. You're just like, where can you experience something like this?
What an experience, huh?
Like, and one of a kind.
Yeah, like, I don't know if were you in the floor or in seats?
I was on the seats, and I had a few friends that were on the floor, and it was a different vibe for them. Yeah. And then he's just like, dude, the floor was like
mosh.
And that's the one thing. I was just like, you know, I don't remember the last mosh I've been, probably when I saw Korn years ago, but I just remember being like, whoa, that was just a whole different feeling. Like, everyone had their own personalized experience while going to it. And I feel like that was just like, dude, I play back videos all the time. And I'm like, oh, man, what a time. And luckily, we were able to get him to see that whole show. Yeah. And then I had a friend that went to the show that got partially canceled.
Oh.
Mm. And then he had his, you know, his mental stuff. Break, that, and he had to deal with that. And I was just like, oh, crap. I almost went to the show that my friend went to because he did like 3-4 shows out, supposedly, at Inglewood. And I was like, ooh, dude, we got lucky. I looked at my wife and I was like, we got really lucky that we got to see a full show.
Yeah.
And I remember when I did see him the first time for Powerhouse, he was under the weather. He had like a little raspy voice. He had a cough.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, oh, dude. He was like, oh, don't worry, guys. I'm not drinking. This is just hot tea. My throat. And I'm just trying to push through it. And I was like, hey, that's you.
Yeah.
I like that. There like, you're pushing for the fans. Like, they came to see you and you knew that. So, yeah, dude, that was one of a million lifetimes. I was glad I was able to see him for St. Pablo tour.
Yeah, St. Pablo was amazing. You talk about the Powerhouse one. Obviously, I wasn't in the city then, but I there's a video that I have that I play once a month for motivation. Every time I feel like I need a push, when at the end, if you watch the Powerhouse video, if you have any clips of it, when he's singing Heartless. And at the end, he keeps going. And he's like, I want it right now. Give it to me. I want it right now, man. I play that video clip at least once a month whenever I'm feeling like I need more energy. I'm amped up.
Yeah, and that whole, the whole thing with the stage, with him and the lights, that's what gets me every time. Because I didn't know what to anticipate. I was like, oh, it's not his own show. So I don't know how much freedom they're going to give him to do kind of what he wants.
Yeah.
And it was literally just him, the lights, and then his composer that was off to the side kind of was just, all right, hey, you know, hit it, blah, blah, blah.
Mike
and
Dean,
it was
just like,
yeah. And we're just like, holy crap. And then I just was amazed by the whole lighting setup where it was just started off like gradually diagonal and then slowly until it was fully done. And then just seeing him do that, that's why I was like, I remember the video that I caught for him was Can't Tell Me Nothing. And then he's in the zone. He's doing it. The lights are just going through it. And then he just kicks away his mic stand and just going at it. And I was like, dude, this is so dope. Like, jeez, I just, man. It was great. And then same thing when he did, obviously, some 808 stuff or flashing lights as well. Mm. And then just the lights coordinating with the music. I was like, oh, dude. I was like, why you gotta do me like that? Yeah. I was amped, dude. I was one of the, like you said before, I talked to another friend of mine and I was like, hey, you know, he had been to a handful of concerts and I was like, oh, you went to St. Pablo, right? He's like, dude. And that's the first thing, you already brought it up. Yeah. He's like, hands down, the best performance I've ever been to.
Yep.
He's like, I've seen Drake, I've seen so-and-so.
Crazy.
Best performance, no matter what, hands down. And I was like, wow, so it's not me. Like, because he's initially a Drake fan. He was like, oh, I love Drake, isn't that? I like Kanye too, but and he's like, but that's what he said. He's like, after I saw Kanye's performance, I was just like, wow, all right, hands down. It's something where I think you have to experience it in order to know.
He lives the experience. It's you almost feel like he's inviting you into something. You know, somebody else is, it's just passive, right? Just performing in front of you. Man, it's like you feel the vulnerability. It's something else. The only person that's close to that to me is Travis Scott.
Okay.
And that's a wild boy on stage.
So, yeah, I got the opportunity. He was opening for The Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness tour. So I was like, I got to see The Weeknd. Let's go. Travis Scott's opening for him. And I was like, oh, dang, I get to see him. Nope. We got there late. Oh, my wife. Not to blame her, but we just, like, I should have been more amped on time.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we won't miss him. We caught, towards the, end of his set. And I was like, oh, maybe next time, Travis. Yeah. No, he blew up before then. Yeah. You know, obviously opening for The Weeknd, now to his headlining, everything he touches is like the Midas touch. But yeah, I was like hoping that. I think the other closest where I was like, the way he moved the crowd, was ASAP Rocky.
Oh, okay.
So I know the music. I wouldn't say I'm the huge fan of his music, but I was like, oh, I'm aware of it. And it was his first performance back at the Rio Festival.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just getting out of jail, crossed around the world. He finally got all that stuff. And that was supposed to be because they weren't sure. Yeah. They were like, is he going to come or is he going to have to cancel? They didn't really know because he was the headliner. And, dude, it was intense.
And he was on one.
He was on one. Yeah. Like, the way he controlled the crowd. Make a circle there. Make a circle there.
Rocky.
Open. Yeah, dude. Like, he threw it down.
Yeah.
He brought out, obviously, I was able to see Tyler.
Yep.
He brought out Tyler, did Earthquake.
Tyler's got to be crazy, too. I've never seen
Tyler. Tyler was, I love that song, Earthquake. Yeah. So I was like, oh, Igor, man, that was fire, you know? And after seeing it live, I was like, we didn't even finish seeing the whole set just because how crazy the crowd was. And I was like, dude, we were along, like, the ridge of the fence.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, squished, me and my wife. And, you know, obviously I'm not as young as I used to be. But, like, you're just getting knocked and hit. And I was like, all right, we got to bounce. Like, it was cool. We saw a few of his songs.
You guys
saw
got Tyler. Out
there? Oh, and we bounced out, you know. We jumped over the fence, kind of got over it. And then they're like, oh, you guys got to go that way. But I'm assuming he did a killer performance. Yeah. I can guarantee it. But, yeah, the way he just controlled the crowd and just activated everyone. And it was amazing.
No, so
it's
good, man.
Yeah, I got to see that. But, yeah, Kanye just brings it up to a whole nother level.
Talk about, you know, they talk about, well, in one of his interviews with BBC One with Zane Lowe, where he mentioned that, you know, that rap's the new rock and roll. And he's the biggest of all of them. And it's, how can you even debate that?
Yeah.
His performance is something else. His ego is something else. And I think his persona is, you know, it makes everyone kind of gravitates toward him. So Kanye is Kanye, man. One of a kind.
Yeah, and that one of one, for sure. And that's the one thing where for a while, I know he had his tough times the last few years and stuff like that, but it always makes me laugh. That's the first thing, you know, my group of friends, they're always at me. They're like, did you see what your boy did?
Man, you're not alone. You're not alone.
And
man.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, why? I was like, I'm not his manager. I don't know what he's, you know, I can only vouch for his music right now.
I swear that every Kanye fan I know goes through the same thing.
Man, I hope so. Because for a while, dude, I was like, oh man, I was like sweating. I was like, oh man, what the.
Every time something happens, I get a message or I get a DM for it to me. And like, oh, look at your boy.
I'm glad I'm not alone. No. I know for a while I was like, oh man, I was like, come on, guys, take a chill, take it down. No,
and it's crazy. I've always been a huge fan, right? So my friends always, my family always on me.
Yeah.
So everything related to him, they send to me. Do you know he's a billionaire? I'm like, yes, I know he's a billionaire. Great. Okay. You know, it's
good for
him. So at least they share good news now.
Yeah, that's good, right? Yeah, no, that's the one thing where I feel like, you know, where would you say as far as, it's going to be a tough question. I don't know if either of us can answer it, but how would you rate his albums?
Oh,
God. As far as like, what's your number one? What do you go to when you're just like, I need to listen to this album. I can listen to it through, no skips, kind of just listen to the entirety of an album. Where do you go to?
Listen. You know, I have a horrible singing voice, but can we get much higher? You know.
Oh, dang. All right.
I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is, man, to me, that's the pinnacle of music. I think that's a great album. I think he hits all the beats on that one.
Okay.
Lyrics amazing.
All right.
Going
to Hawaii, suited up.
Oh, that whole. Oh,
listen. Everyone's like, hey, you guys coming to produce this album. Legend. You got to get suited up.
Legend.
Come to Hawaii.
Rosewood Movement. Oh,
yeah.
I still remember all that. You know, it's crazy. We were talking about Good Fridays the other day.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh. No, of course.
Good Friday started with, though, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So. That's my album, man.
That's your album? Oh, man. I honestly, that's up there for me.
Are you going to say Pablo?
I you know, as much as that holds dear my heart, but I would say, honestly, I go back to his basics. I go to Graduation.
You know what?
And that's the one where I'm like, dude, when that came out back in 2007, and they were having the whole beef thing with 50 Cent. Yeah. Oh, who's going to sell more, gangster rap or Kanye? Yeah. And they... Rolling Stones cover, Kanye just blew it out the water.
Okay, not even close.
Not even close. And that's sort of like, oh, never mind. Sorry, 50. You just take the back seat.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that album, dude, I honestly, when I think I had to buy two copies.
Really?
One in my car.
Support,
And one for just the headset where I can just be like, I need to play it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I burned through that CD just constantly.
Yeah.
The production. The lyrics, just everything just kind of gravitated to me from Lil Wayne, Barry Bonds, like you name it, Big Brother. Like,
I wonder.
That's my gosh.
Album. Yeah. I love
it. You know, Everything I Am, like just the whole album, dude, the whole role of everything. That's why I was like, good to have, but for sure, My Beautiful.
Listen, man, like, I love that album too. Honestly, what am I kidding? I love all the albums, even the ones people hate.
Yeah.
But Fantasy, I mean, that VMA moment.
Oh, yeah.
Runaway?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's
what a comeback. I mean, after that.
I think a big part of it has got to be that it was just like...
Yeah.
I remember seeing it live, and you're just like, what is going on? I think a big part of it being able to do that is where you're just like, wait, what is he doing? Yeah. All right. Hit the pad. You just keep going, and you're just like, wait a minute. There's something going here. And just hearing that, seeing that live, and then... The ballerinas, like you said, the art infused with the music that he had was just one of a kind.
Yeah, but I mean, that album, the whole vindication of that whole thing where, you know, I think before that everyone was curious. I mean, the whole Taylor Swift thing and they all met
him
and hated him. Yeah. And then after that performance, everybody came back.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. I have friends I work with where they hated him so much. And after that performance, you're like, oh, man, that guy's good. I like him again. I want to hear that song. So,
yeah, dude, I swear that the album was up there as well. And just thinking about it now, I'm just like, oh yeah, because I just feel like the lyrics and most of the Graduation, it was just like finally ending the trilogy. Here you go, you got College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation. This is it. That's why I'm like, oh, he's got to come out with the big guns. Like, what are we kind of doing?
I think a lot of people have Graduation at number one. Yeah. I think that's when he became. A legend at Graduation. So I think you're right. And I think I'm just kind of looking at the moment. But I mean, Fantasy to me was this great album, front to back.
Front to back. I agree.
Yeah.
You can listen to that album through and through.
I personally think it's his best album. Like people say it's his magnum opus.
Okay.
You know, I agree. But I still think, I mean, all his albums have something that you love. You know, we talk about, you know, College Dropout. huge.
Oh yeah.
But I don't think it holds up to some of the other albums, but I think it's going to be up there in the top four.
Okay.
You know, personally.
Yeah, no, and I agree, dude. I just feel like most of the, there's a little bit of everything for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the one thing where people don't really understand, because I know if I feel like a lot of friends would go to that album yep. as well. They're like, dude, that's the one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's where I'm like, oh, dude, I'm just trying to kind of find out according to, okay, so that's ranked according to Complex.
Yeah.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is number one.
There we go.
Number one right there. So, you know, that says something in volumes. Number two is Graduation.
Graduation.
So it's yep. a quick follow, and I just feel like listening to the lyrics where you're just like,
yeah,
to both albums. That's what I'm like. I remember when I heard the stories and started seeing the videos pop up. Oh, I don't know. Kanye, man, he's doing his own thing, man. He's yeah. in Hawaii. He's locked up. People are coming to him. And then that's when I caught wind. Like, one of the radio, I forgot, Power 106, yeah. talking about it. And they're like, he's having people that work on the album to show up to Tux.
Yep.
He's in like, he wants that production value yeah. not to transcend. Mm-hmm. They're going to go through everything.
Yeah.
So it's not someone just in a hoodie. You're just going to, oh, okay, to play that drum set again.
Set a mood, set a tone, yeah.
And just to hear that, I was like, oh, my boy means business. Yeah. He's not messing around with this album.
Mm-mm.
And I the headspace that he got into that album was just second to none, dude. I just feel like that big part of that was just,
yeah,
he was his own person. That's why I'm like, dude, when he came out with that album, 2010,
yeah,
I was like, this is great.
Yeah, that album is when he became the I don't care what you think, Kanye. I'm not he wasn't saying I'm a god at that point, but
yeah.
At that point, he was saying that, you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to show you that I'm better than you. And I think that was an important time for Kanye.
Yeah, dude. So Graduation, for sure, number two. I'm just trying to watch The Throne, number three. It wouldn't be his album.
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't rank it under his album, but joint album. Obviously, yeah. It's great, you know.
No, it is.
And, all right. Yeezus, number four.
I'm surprised by that. You know what?
2013. I'm curious. What do you think about Yeezus? What was your first impression? Because I know a lot of people didn't really like this album. Yeah. Not a lot. Ten tracks, right?
Yeah. You know, a funny story. I was going to ask you that question. What were your thoughts? Because it's so polarizing, right? But guess what? I love that album.
I love it.
I still listen to it today.
Same here. I don't hate it. I don't. I feel like it was an album specifically that's something where people had to, I think, evolve their mindset around it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something where, like, oh, off the bat, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to love the album. No, it's something that grows on you. And I feel like that album was just like, oh, okay, trying different sounds. Yeah. And I think him just experimenting. Yeah. Like, he's like, all right, I've done what I've needed to do with my previous albums.
Yeah.
This is just me. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
2013, right?
13.
Yeah.
I think he went maximal with Fantasy, right? So all the way up there, right? Everything, pots and pans, everything in there.
Yeah.
And then you get to Yeezus. It's stripped down, kind of these eerie sounds, and it kind of hits you in the chest and shock you. And to me, that was, I thought that was cool.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, I had, you know, every time he comes or goes into the studio with what he wants or envisions for an album.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're going to get. No. And I think that's why I really like that album. A lot of people are, oh, man, this is crap. This is, you know.
I want the old Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, no, he's evolving. Yeah. And he's trying something that not that many people are willing to do, especially when you get to that pinnacle of where it's like Graduation, you know, My Dark Twisted Fantasy. All right, boom. What are you going to come out with next, exactly. Kanye? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And switched, I feel like, a lot of people, I got a lot of people who were like, oh, dude, oh, all that buildup and this and that. Like, because there are a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, the clear packaging, the red tape, the album cover. And I was like, no, dude, man, I really enjoyed that album.
That marketing, though.
I mean, the
video on the side of the buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how could you not see that and think this is going to be the coolest thing ever?
Yeah.
Man,
the cassette tapes, everything. Yep. I remember that. I was just like,
I saw that, I was sold. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I like it. All right, they got number five, College Dropout.
I'm with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Kind of going down. Yeah, dude, the College Dropout. I just remember there was a lot of, enforcement from MTV. You know, all that push from it, where I was like, oh, is he?
Yeah.
He can actually do what he, you know, Jay doesn't sign everybody, yeah. You know, see what he does and brings to the table. And I really like that album.
Yeah. So, funny thing. So, Last Call, that song, Last Call.
Yeah,
last song
of course.
I listen to that song all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And it kind of reminds me where he's coming from and you know, what his background is and how hard it was to get into the music industry.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of the bar.
Yeah.
So that's and that kind of reminds me of Drake too. But I love that song.
Oh, and, dude, Last Call.
I love it, and it kind of shows you the whole evolution and that conversation with Jay, and so it doesn't give you the whole story, but I think that's a pretty good show of Kanye West.
Yeah, dude, I agree. The Last Call. Obviously, everyone goes to Through the Wire, Jesus Walks, All Falls Down. I really like
Spaceship.
Oh. Two Words.
I love Two Words. Dude,
I love that album. Freeway, or that song, Most Def and Freeway.
Oh, God, yeah.
You can't go wrong with that. That's what I was like, dude, when I first heard it, I was like, dude, this album is legit. Can't wait till he comes up with next. Obviously, follows up with Late Registration. Lupe. I love Lupe on that Touch the Sky verse. Oh, dude. I remember seeing the video, the world premiere, and I was like, oh, dude, let's see what he does. Yeah. And I was like, dude, how does he do it? Where does he come up with the concept for that?
Crazy. Jamie Foxx on Late Registration and on College Dropout. Did you ever hear the story from Jamie Foxx about slow jams and Gold Digger? Did you hear the story?
So I think, all right, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the first story for the first album, for the first song, Slow Jams, he was just invited over to Jamie's house. So party, Jamie Foxx party. You know, obviously Kanye's still kind of building a rap for his album and
quiet and shy.
You know, and that's the one thing where like he's like, "Oh, you want to record something? I got a studio out back. Yep. Let's do this." Hearing that story just makes me laugh because it just reminds me of the story with him and you know Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
you know when he had them on the show and they're like, "Who is this kid?" And they're like, "Oh, yo, this is Kanye West. I'm gonna be the biggest superstar in the whole world." You know, I'm over here, you know, watching a preview of the Chappelle show.
Yeah.
And I'm just hearing his energy and just being like, his confidence was through the roof.
Was that one where he said, what did he say? He said, because I'm dope and I do dope.
Yeah. And I don't do dope stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was blown away because I just like, you hear these stories and I love going, saving these stories and just going back to them because it's not from him. It's from the people that were involved into the stories and. Hearing that, that's why it just blew me away. And then, obviously, it just makes me laugh how Kanye was criticizing the way Jamie was singing the song. And that just makes me laugh because I'm just like, who does that? No, you're doing it. You're doing it wrong. No, it's not how I want it.
Yeah, it's not R&B.
Yeah, it's not R&B.
Yeah.
It just blows me away. Yeah. Who does that? That's what I'm saying. Like, in the mindset, you know, he wasn't where he's at now.
Yeah.
And to go back to be like, no, he was correcting Jamie Foxx.
Had a vision.
And just like, no, that's not where it's going to go. This is how you're singing it. I want you to sing it like this.
What was crazy is Kanye has always kind of been international, right?
Yeah.
So I think Jamie thought it was going to be an urban, you know, rap.
Yeah.
But for Kanye, has always been, and he's traveled. I mean, he lived in China. He's traveled to a bunch of places. So I think he wanted, something for everybody.
Yeah.
And R&B tends to sometimes close people off.
Yeah.
But the way he kind of sang that song, when he was like, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it opened it up. And I'm actually really thankful that it didn't make it super R&B.
Yeah.
I love that song.
No, it's a great song. Yeah, Gold Digger. I don't know the story behind Gold Digger. Same way?
No, he briefly told it in that they said, Kanye's making a new album. His manager was saying, Kanye's making a new album. I want you over there. Get back in there. So they went to the studio, Kanye's performing, and he says, get in there, Jamie can do something, get in there. His manager told him to get in, and he just kind of started ripping, and he says, I'm gonna make a sound like Ray Charles, and give me money.
Yeah.
And then I think Kanye fell in love with the sound, and then he kept going, and he sang the whole song, and then,
that was it? That's crazy.
That's history, yeah. So Jamie actually pushed himself to get in that song a second time.
Yeah.
So it's great.
That's crazy. Dude, that is insane. That's insane. I love hearing the stories about him. Yeah. It's just bar to none where you're just like, I always go back to the clip from the Black Album. Mm. He's in the studio, Lucifer, and he's just going off on it. You see Jay in the back and just nodding his head, his head low, big ass white tee, and just like vibing. He's like, "Who is this kid?" And then the first thing he says is, he's like, "I've been in the game for some time, and I've been able to see people flourish, and grow." Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I love what I do, because I get to be there in the beginning to kind of see these artists go to where they, you know, to the avenues that they've been able to pave and just see that. I was like, this is great. Yeah. Like,
it's got to be a good feeling. Guy? Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
No, but that's a great song, by the way. Lucifer.
Oh, heck yeah.
Man. And Kanye did Lucifer in that album.
Yeah.
He did Encore.
Encore.
He did Encore.
He did Encore.
Anything else?
I don't even know.
I'm not even sure.
To be honest, I'm not even sure. Wait, but he was a big part of it, obviously. Yeah,
it's huge. I mean, he's been
producing for a minute now, especially for Jay.
He's been good for Jay. I mean, H to the Izzo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was big. You know, so he's done a lot for Jay over the years. I mean, Run This Town. He did Run This Town.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that.
Yeah. it's
a good song.
It was huge back then, but it's kind of forgettable now. I think because Kanye is so different now. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I love going. Like, I think I discussed it with you last time, where I always forget the songs that he's been featured in. Mm. Not that I forgot about them. I have them on my Apple, you know, iTunes. I just forget. I'm like, he's on this song. Yeah. Like the Finer Things. I saw that DJ. As random as that is, I was like, I literally had a friend who was just like, "Hey, man, he's a big fan as well." And I remember just like, "Do you remember this song?" And I was like, "Wait, Yeezy's on there. Oh, how did I not like flicker it?" You know, Slum Village, Dilated People.
I can't get my
exactly. And that's where I'm like, there's songs, so many songs that introduced him where you're just like, "Oh, who's that?"
Yeah.
Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, even the song with Jeezy. That's Kanye's song.
I agree.
That's Kanye's song, man.
I agree.
Like that song.
He's just like, "I'll let you have it, Jeezy."
There you go. It would not be a hit without Kanye on there. Yeah, so huge.
Oh man, he gets deep in that song, you know, about his mom. That song is intense. I like that song. Yeah, you just don't know about the songs that he's been on. That's why it always makes me laugh when I just hear a song. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I like this. Yeezy's on here. I forgot about him." You know, Estelle, you know, come on, American Boy.
Dude, I love that song. When him and Estelle performed American Boy at the Grammys, one of my favorite Grammy performances. Wow. I mean, he has a lot of great performances.
He's got a lot of great performances. I mean,
Stronger and Hey Mama at Grammys, too.
Yeah.
Great. Man.
That edition of, that was intense. You get emotional. I just feel like you said he leaves it all on the stage, and that's why I feel like
you feel it. Yeah,
you gravitate to him, and that's why people go to see him, camp out, buy his shoes, you know, do the things that they wanted to, because they're like, "Oh, dude, this is once in a lifetime."
Yeah,
that's why I feel like me and my wife, she knew someone that had gone to one of the Sunday services out here, and I was like, so jealous. I was like, she got to go and. She got to hear one of these live performances at Sunday service, and I was like, "Dude, I'm so jealous. I would kill to be at one of these performances." She was blown away. She's actually, I believe, she's originally from the East Coast. I believe she's Chicago. So she flew out here. She's doing stuff out here, and then they got tickets. So I remember her showing me, "Oh, look at the photos that she posted." And I was like, "Oh, don't show me that.
I don't want to see it."
I was like, "I want to see it." You know, but yeah, dude, it just blows me away, because you just never know with him. And performing something like this. And that's why I feel like I always go back to him. And just like, "Oh, okay." Anytime like you said, that clip where you just see that, I always go back to just like, "Oh, dude, let me just go back to listening to a song or just something that I just want to hear." Mm-hmm. For Graduation, for sure, for me, you know, he's got so many good tracks on that. But yeah, I love Big Brother. That song just like, it gets to me where it's just like, "Oh, dude, Jay. This is it, man." Yeah. He's spilling it out for you, you know, to be that vulnerable and to know you're like, "Oh, you know,
and that's
Big's brother." It's Big's brother, you know?
And he criticized himself and he criticized Jay on there, and it's a real song. And I liked how they both kind of took that in.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Right. What was it? You know, people never get the flowers while they still can smell them.
Yep.
And that's where I was just like, "Oh, you're right."
Mm-hmm. Like, it's true. 100% true.
And yeah, dude, just his vulnerability on that song. That's why I was like, oh, and that one, and obviously Everything I Am.
Yeah.
I really just go back to, and then I was like, oh man, this, you know,
man, fantastic album front to back. I think you're right. You know, it's not number one for me, but I think I understand why Complex has it number two.
Yeah, no, and that's why I was just like, all right, cool. You know, but like you said, My Dark Twisted, you know, Fantasy is just bar none, dude. That's why I'm like, when they were talking about it, I remember there was rumors like, oh, Kanye's, you know, working on his next album. I think he's going back to Hawaii. And I was like, I actually got excited. I was like, oh, really? Is he going back?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one thing. You just never know. And I feel like, what'd you think of Ye?
So, unpopular opinion, I don't hate that album.
Okay.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It's probably going to be at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
But let me tell you, though, man, Ghost Town?
Oh.
Ghost Town was my favorite song that year.
Okay.
Man, I would have it in the car, 2018. Full blast. Okay. Oh, full blast. And nothing hurts anymore. Oh, my God.
So, funny story, now that you bring that song up. So, my wife, obviously, she, you know, we're having, you know, baby boy in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves TikTok, guys. She loves it. And so most of her algorithm on TikTok is all baby stuff.
Right.
So it makes sense. You know, furniture, you name it, little babies. And there's a rendition of that song on a handful of TikToks from newborns and babies in that specific part for that song, for Ghost Town. And she was like, she was playing it the other day, and she just kept going over. It's like, oh. This song, it just got her in her feelings. Yeah. She's just like, this song just, you know, gets me. And she's like, and nothing hurts anymore. You know?
Yeah.
And that's when she was like, who sings this? And I literally looked and I was like,
you know who sings it?
I was like, are you trying to offend me? And I was like, no, it's Kanye West.
Yeah.
It's Ghost Town. I played the original song for her, obviously.
Please send me.
And she was just like, oh my gosh. Like she was just like, this is amazing.
Good.
Yeah, dude, that song just hits the string chords, no, man. Does. It gets in there, and that's where I feel like that album.
I'll play it over and over and over and over. And I mean, 070 Shakes on that song. She's fantastic on that song.
Oh, yeah.
Man, she kills it. I like some of her music, too.
Yeah.
You know, one of Kanye's new proteges. But, that song hits home for me every single time. And, you know, one of the moments on that album that right now that they're getting divorced, it's kind of sad for me, is Wouldn't Leave.
Yeah, Party Next Door. Yeah, and I feel like that's, you know, I think that's why the vulnerability comes into you. You're just like, I've told her she wouldn't leave. And then, you know, that's why it's tough. Like, when people see at me and they're like, oh, look what's happening. I was like, dude, I feel like that's not, you know, obviously you're a celebrity, you're an artist, whatever you like to be called. And you're under a microscope. Mm-hmm. And who knows, you know, what happens behind closed doors. Yeah. And that's why I feel like it's a bummer. You know, it is what it is. And that's, you know, you take it and it's like, hey, they tried to work at it. He's got a lot of stuff on his plate. She has a lot of stuff that she has to deal with. You know, he's got his kids now. So, you know, that's what's best for them. And kind of that works out. And that works out, you know. No hate from here, you know.
No.
All love. And I just feel like all people are like, oh, look at it, you know, this and that. And I was just like, hey, man, it is what it is.
And it seemed like they're handling it well.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
She was at a listening party for Donda. I mean, and nothing negative either of them have said publicly, so. I think that's great. I think people are creating all the fuss.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. I was like, man, it's just, that's what it is. I really, dude, Violent Crimes.
Come on, I love that song.
Come on,
man. I mean, and you're going to be a dad, so I imagine that really
hits home
for you. Yeah.
Dude, and that's where I was like, oh, I was nervous. I was like, oh, man, if I have a daughter, man, this is going to be more. You know, and that's, listening to that song, I think my mental state was for, you know, everyone, you know, they kept whispering, hey, man, it's going to be a girl.
Yeah.
Wait, you know, the way Diana is acting and the way her belly, it's just like, no, I just feel like it's going to be a girl.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, I get I got a junior on the way.
Uh-huh.
You know?
There you go.
So, you know, been blessed by God by that. But I was just like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that entitles that. And that's why I feel like, you know, you don't know anyone's personal experience. That's why I feel like when he's vulnerable like that, especially with that album.
Yeah, some of his best moments.
You're just like, he just goes into it. And that's why I feel like, that's how he goes hard in the music that he produces. It's just like, no, it's not just putting whatever out, you know. Because anyone can do that, you know. Yeah. You got SoundCloud. You got options. You got YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put whatever you want on there.
Yeah.
But this is something that I'm trying to present to the world. Yeah. I'm trying to see if my you can actually connect
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I feel like I've always been a fan and will be until, you know,
same.
Until I'm old.
I don't think that will ever change for me either. So, like I said, I mean, I don't hate that album. Ghost Stand's fantastic. Wouldn't Leave, I love. And Violent Crimes is amazing. I also like that first song. What's it called?
Thought About Killing You.
Yeah, Thought About Killing You. I like it, man. I like it. It's
different. It's and that's different. One thing I feel like you just never know where you're going to get with him. And that's why I feel like I appreciate his music even more.
I think he has underrated humor that people don't get all the time.
No, absolutely.
I think he has great humor. And people sometimes, you know, people talk about the the bleach on the t-shirt. I'm like it's funny, you know?
It's a joke, man. Like, I feel like people take it too serious, and he's got a big funny bone. That's what makes me laugh. What do you think about have you heard, I'm gonna make the assumption you've heard it, Wash Us in the Blood?
I have.
Travis Scott. What do you think of that song?
Love that song.
The song is great, right,
man?
Is it tripping,
man? That blows out my speakers.
The little drums right there.
I love it. Doom. I think that was one that had Dre's production on there too.
Yeah.
His hands were in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought the album was gonna be more. I think he probably scrapped a lot of the things that Dre produced on. I think.
Yeah.
Because these new songs don't sound like Dr. Dre production.
Yeah.
Watchers in the Blood definitely was.
Oh, heck yeah.
But I love that song. I think Travis, short verse, but I think he did his thing on that short little snippet.
Snippet, yeah.
And I think Kanye, you know, he likes to repeat a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it works because it's about the emotion, right? It's the feeling that it gives you. So, great song.
That takes me back to All Day.
I love All Day.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You know, that performance.
The performance. Like
my gosh. The actual Do you know the story about that? The performance?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone on the stage?
Yeah, yeah. When they called up Skepta and his guys to come up, Man.
Who does that? And that's one thing where it's like, who does that? You're just like, oh, hey, I just need people, goons. I need people on the stage. That's what you said. You're just like, just call whoever you got to call. Just bring them on the stage.
So what's crazy is the actual live showing, I think most of it was bleeped out.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. No. Yeah. Given. Obviously. For obvious reasons.
But then on YouTube, man, that track lived.
Yeah.
Like, people went crazy for that. Huge, epic performance to me.
Yeah.
So I love that song.
Hands down. I was like, dude, this song is like,
have you seen his knees. Have you seen a music video?
Yes.
You've seen the back half as well?
Yeah. Oh.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I just don't, and that's the one thing where I remember when I first heard that song, I was like, oh, yes. Like, I had... That's why I was like, oh, is this a single or is this where is this going to? Because I really like where this is going to.
Man, it was a great song.
It reminds me, what's the album that he scrapped? Everyone kept asking for it.
Yandy. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I have it.
I've heard Yandy. You have it?
Yeah, I have it. I have the complete album. Obviously, it's all, you know, there's some production where it's just, oh, this is not fully done track, but... You know, I haven't heard it recently, but I remember just like kind of skimming through it, and I was just like, "All right." And some of it he reused, obviously, to other albums. But I was just like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. Everybody wanted Yandis, you know.
You know what's funny? There's this. You probably have already heard it, but there's this like kind of compilation mix on YouTube called Kanye 2049. If you haven't heard that, check it out.
Okay.
It's like somebody mixed. Like, I think there's maybe, I don't know, 13 tracks.
Okay.
And it mixes different songs together.
Interesting. Amazing. Like a mesh.
Amazing. Yeah, it's when I'm at home cleaning, sometimes I'll put that on. I think it's a great mix.
Okay. 2049, huh?
Yeah, Kanye 2049.
Full mixtape. All right. I gotta check that out.
It'll be worth it, I promise.
All right. It's on my added list right now. What do you feel like, you know, now that we're talking about we're going to talk about new Kanye, but Donda, obviously you got a little bit more of a overall view than I did, but what do you feel like we're on the eve of him dropping the album again?
Yeah.
Listening Party. What do you expect from it? What do you think?
So I, oddly enough, when I heard it the first time, when I watched it live.
Yeah.
I was kind of always waiting for something else to happen. Like that guy also like something else is coming, you know?
Okay.
I think that was partly because of with the stream, you didn't fully hear the acoustics and the percussions and everything, right?
Yeah.
So I thought when I finished, I'm like, I didn't hear any drums. Where are the drums, man?
Yeah.
When I watch it again, I use earphones, you hear the drums.
Yeah.
It's there. I think it's a pretty good album. Like, yeah. I think it's really good.
Okay.
I think it needs some kind of mixing and some engineering. And some additions here and there, but
yeah.
Fantastic album.
Okay.
So, I mean, that song with Travis Scott and B.B. Keem.
Whew. Yeah.
I don't know if you, have you heard it?
Yeah, I heard that one. Okay. I was able to hear that one. Yeah,
it's going to be huge. The song with Roddy Ricch is going to be huge. Obviously, the star is going to be the song with Jay.
Yeah.
That's going to be the star of the show. But I'll tell you the one thing that actually disappointed me. The one actual disappointment I had. I mean, I wanted more drums, like I said, but... Yeah. No Child Left Behind.
Oh, okay.
So I thought what we heard on that commercial
was just
a snippet. Oh. But that was the whole song.
Yeah. So I was so sad by that. I agree. I remember when they released the commercial and the snippet. I think with my wife, and I showed her. I was like,
let's go.
I was like, listen to this, please. Just listen. This is just a little taste. This is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait. So I'm super amped, dude. I obviously have a little bit more of a clearer mindset going into the album drop tomorrow. I'm hoping it actually drops so I can fully get the full immersion of the music.
You're probably luckier than I am because I'm going to have these preconceived notions, right, of what it's supposed to sound like. Or I'm going to compare it to the last one now.
Yeah.
Probably not good.
Okay, what do you think? All right, since we're talking about his last album or most recent, Kanye West, I'm going... To Jesus. What about his secular album? What do you think Jesus about that? King?
I like Jesus is King. Okay. So, funny story. So, obviously, you know, I came to California end of September 2019.
Okay.
That album came out when? October?
2019? I believe so, yeah. Somewhere there, give or take around there, ballpark.
Man, so I didn't know what to expect. And I'm not, obviously, I don't listen to Christian music all the time, right? But I like the album. I think Sila was great at the opening. Yeah. I know a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
I think Sila was great. What's it called?
Follow God.
Follow God's amazing.
Everything I love, We Need.
Everything We Need is awesome too. Closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
That gets a lot of hate because people don't like the Chick-fil-A line or whatever. Great song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Great song.
Use This Gospel, man.
Use This Gospel is amazing. Yeah. Great closer. Yeah.
Kenny G, man, he cannot knock Kenny G.
No, he killed it. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else was on there. That's great. Everything We Need was amazing.
On God,
I love On God.
Yeah, dude, and that's why I feel like I remember it when it first dropped, and you know, I downloaded it onto my laptop, and I was at work, and I just literally was playing the album through.
Yeah,
and I just remember just seeing Tony walking. Oh, you got the album on? I was like, yeah, yeah. Threw it on the speakers, but I was like, all right, cool, trying to absorb it. And I was like, dude, I like the album.
Yep.
I feel like it was mixed reviews for a few of my friends were like,
yeah,
there's only a few tracks that I like, but you know, but no, the entirety of it.
I think some people just don't like the religion aspect, and that kind of clouds your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're listening to it, you're like, what are you talking about Jesus for?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But no, I think it's a great album.
Well, that's, I think, I forgot who said it, but that's always been something that has been there from the start, you know? Walks. That was his first single. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what... He kind of full circle, and it just kind of came back to him. You know,
I think there's not one album where he doesn't talk about God.
Yeah,
every single album, so it's consistent.
I'm surprised we haven't even talked about this album. What about 808s, man? Oh man,
that's
some heartbreaks, man.
The most influential album in rap history, I think. Dang. That album, to me, and I don't listen to it enough.
Yeah.
You know, but that album defined the current age we're in.
Yeah.
You know, that album, you know, with Kid Cudi, his influence as well, but Kanye changed the direction of rap music. I think when people are allowed to be vulnerable, I think that changed everything. You know, Drake, you know, Cudi, Big Sean, I mean, all these guys. I mean, Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
That's fruit of Kanye.
Yeah.
For sure. So I don't know.
Yeah, dude, that album, dude, I don't know. So where to begin? Obviously, Heartless, amazing. Welcome to the Heartbreak. Paranoid.
Yeah.
Dude, and that's the one thing where I was like kind of bummed out. He did the little, you know, little at the Rose Bowl, man. Yeah. I had a few friends that were there. Oh, he should have been there. Jeez. He did it. And I was like, oh, jeez, man, I would have killed to be there for that album.
I love Lockdown.
Yeah.
That was obviously the star of the show.
Yeah.
Heartless.
Yeah, dude, that just, the whole album was great, dude. Yeah. And I just feel like
Coldest Winter.
Coldest
Winter was fantastic, yeah.
Oh, man. RoboCop, man. How can you not do, how can you make that into a song? He made it into a song. Okay, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and like you're right, man. That vulnerability, it just is always seeping through, and just with the whole, you know, the whole vibe of that album, 808, the auto-tune, just everything. It was just like
perfect. Yeah.
On to the point.
Yeah. He used it auto-tune a lot more effectively than T-Pain did.
Yeah. And that makes me laugh. No, going back to T-Pain, that just makes me laugh. There's a Netflix show that kind of talks about it. And he talked about it, and I just thought, I was like, when he had said, he's like, oh, well, it's like, I got knocked for it really hard, and this and that, you know?
Yeah.
And then he mentioned Kanye. He's like, Kanye dropped an album, this and that. I was like, no, but it's not different. T-Pain. It's Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like, the way he used it wasn't just, like, to your extent.
Yeah.
He knew how to manipulate it and go to his music, and it was just like,
I mean, because Kanye used autotune before T-Pain. On Jesus Walks.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, that's autotune from there. So he's been using it for a while.
And just to have just strict the album, that was crazy. Just to think about it.
And that was after his mom died. That was just kind of
you know, and that's where he's just like, this is where his headspace was at, and that whole vibe with the gray suit, know, and just that. I was like, dude, this is a different vibe.
Artsy Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was just like, who is this guy? And then once you heard, you know, dun, 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 I was like, oh man, my boy is in his, he's in that vulnerable space, you know, especially losing his mom, you know.
Like, he knows how to make moments. Like, I don't think there's any other artist in the world that can stop time when he releases an album.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when Kanye releases an album, nothing else matters.
It's crazy.
Look at this event. Like, nothing else matters.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's crazy. I think it was 3.3 million streams through Apple. People at their screen, 3.3 million. Been done.
Yeah.
And we're just like,
there's an appetite, man. Yeah.
You're just like, oh, wait, people are in their home on Apple
watching
music.
Watching it.
It's not crazy? Even hearing. Yeah. Just watching
crazy.
It.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's mind blowing, dude.
And only
I just
that,
feel like.
Because it was 2 hours late.
Yeah, people are still there.
People still. I stayed and I watched the whole
time. And that's the bummy part. I always had to be running around, but I just remember being like, "Oh, dude, I gotta put it on. At least I can hear it. You know, whatever I can do."
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, talking about collab albums with him, Watch the Thrones up there. What'd you think of Kids See Ghost?
Kids See Ghost is probably in that year. It's easily to me, and this is debatable for a lot of people, Cudi's best album. I know, man.
No. That's something, you know, it's a bold statement. I'll give you that.
Well, it's definitely better than his new album.
Yeah.
To me, his new album, Man in the Moon 3.
Yeah.
It's better than that.
I can agree there. I'll take that. I heard that.
And all the ones, I mean, Passion Slain.
Passion, Pain, Demon Slain.
Yeah. Better than that one. No,
yeah, okay. I agree.
Okay,
the one song that really from that up now that you mentioned it is Surfing. That's the one that I gravitate to the most with Pharrell Williams.
Yeah,
you know, on that track. Yeah. So that's the one that hits me. But
Man on the Moon 1 and 2, those are great albums. Yeah. But I think Kids See Ghost is gonna go down as such an underrated album. I think that album is short. But I mean, it's nonstop fun and nonstop kind of, you know, it's good. You have a good feeling throughout the whole thing. It feels longer than it is. I think it's something like 20, 25 minutes.
Something like that. 7 tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels longer.
No, it does feel longer. And it's just you don't realize it, though. You're just like kind of into the moment. I remember being super amped. I was like, oh, this is, you know, long time waiting. And that's why I was like, released the track list. I was like, only seven songs. All right, man. I was like, if Kanye's on there, yeah. got Cudi, I was like, it has to be good. Like, I have mm-hmm. to get involved into this, and got it instantly. And I was like, oh, dude, this was dope. I really enjoyed it. It was somewhere, just everything.
I think that album saved Cudi's legacy.
You think so?
I think so. I think the first two albums were great, like I said. Yeah, and he had some hits here and there. But he was kind of in the background.
Yeah.
And then that album came out, and you were like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
He's back, you know, so that was great to see.
Yeah, one song I always gravitate to that album is the Fourth Dimension. That's one where I
love it.
That song just gets me. I'm like, oh, dude, this song's great. You know, obviously Pusher, Ty Dolla.
Yep.
You know, he got some good people
featuring. Talk about Ty.
Oh, dude.
That guy's voice is heaven.
Yeah, it is, man.
I feel free. I mean, that's I love that song. I love Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye. I think they should do a collab album. Album should be Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign.
Really?
Yeah, they work so well together.
No, and that's the one thing I remember. I think Ty was talking about it, and he was just like, song. I'm blanking right now. He just did a song with him and Kanye. Ego Death.
Ego Death, yeah.
You know, FK Twigs, everything. I was just like, Kanye heard it. And he just wanted to jump on the track. And we're just like, okay.
You're going to say no?
You're just like, yeah, you're not going to say no. But yeah, dude, I agree. I'm not sure if I would say a collab album, but what would, you know, I think the one that came to mind, obviously, besides Watch the Throne 2, which, you know, I'm putting out in the universe. Hopefully he hears me and can hopefully get there.
It's coming.
And, you know, I was intrigued by the idea of Wolves.
Oh, with him and Drake?
And, you know, and that's the one thing, like, we couldn't, you know, obviously I've heard articles and I've read stuff like, oh, they're on talking terms now, you know, they kind of squashed the beef, whatever, you know, but that's where I go back to, because I think for his album, Glow, that's where I was like.
They sounded great together, yeah.
Exactly. And that's where I was just like, I was thinking about it and I was like, dude, come on, please give us Wolves something, you know? And that was, I feel like that, I had talked to my friend about that song and I was like, that was just a little snippet, a glimpse of what could be.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
You know, and that's the one thing. I was like, you got 40 on one side, you got Yeezy on one side, you got Drake, you know, and then his whole team. And I just felt like, I was like, dude, that would be something where I was like, oh, I want that, you know? But when I heard that song and I was like, oh, what's that? You know, that's the first song I listened to. I didn't even listen to the album. I was just like, oh, Kanye's on there. All right, let me hear this track right here. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I like this.
Great song. Yeah, that song was a star of that album. There's a few more as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's I love them together. I mean, every song they've done together, and obviously it's not a lot, but they sound good.
Yeah, dude, you can't stop them. That's where I'm like, oh, man, I hope they can somewhere down the line squash after beat, and just kind of like, because they were like, oh, they're on talking terms, you know, and I was like, that's good, but, you know, how close would, you know, an album with, obviously his album tentatively coming out, hopefully maybe September, but yeah, dude, I was like, dude, this is a good little snippet of what could be if it went down that road.
Yeah.
That album.
And I think a good point about that is, I mean, they're their only competition.
Yeah.
In my mind. Because they're not competing as rap stars. They're competing as legends. I think, you know, Drake is right now the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think for a while people denied that. I think you can't even debate that now. That's the guy. That's the kind of the standard right now. I mean, that guy doesn't miss.
No, and that's what makes me laugh, because I know originally, you know, going off on a tangent, but the first I remember, you know, back in my first job, one of my restaurant jobs back in the day, where, you know, we would have freedom to play music in the background. And prepping, and I remember one of my managers, young kid, and, you know, a few years older than me, and he was like, oh, dude, have you heard this new guy, Drake? I was like, the guy from Degrassi? That's instantly what clicked to me. And I was like, he's like, yeah, man, he's trying to do the whole music thing, but I think he caught Lil Wayne's attention. I was like, oh, all right, interesting. Yeah. All right, let me, you know, put it on there. First track I heard from Drake was Ransom.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, You can spit some bars. Yeah. Lil Wayne's on there too. I was like, he just doesn't endorse anyone.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history. Like, I remember as soon as I got copy of So Far Gone, that's just where I was like,
yeah,
who is this kid, dude? Yeah. For real.
I think that was the first mixtape to be nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
Right. And then obviously Chance did too.
Yeah.
Which, let me sidebar, disappointing. The new album, the next big thing or whatever it's called.
I was told by a few friends. So I was like, don't listen to it.
Man, it actually made me mad.
And that's where he spared me. I didn't, you know, besides the single, obviously aside from that, I didn't listen to the album because my friend's like, nah, don't do it. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, don't do it. And I was like, all right, I trust you.
Or the Big Day, I think it's called. But man, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed, man. Like, that guy was supposed to be the next guy.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to come back. Yeah. But he kind of fell off right now. But, you know, to go back to the Drake and Kanye point, fun exercise. Go on YouTube and search Kanye versus Drake.
Okay.
In terms of song for song.
Okay.
There is not one that Drake wins. None. So every single song for song you see comparison, Kanye wins. Yeah. I've watched a few of them now.
Interesting.
And people think that Drake is like, you know, the hit king. Kanye's catalog is so huge, and people forget about all the good songs he has.
Yeah.
Drake doesn't even compare. I think he won maybe, of all the ones I saw, maybe 3 rounds.
Okay.
And Kanye wins like 100. It's...
And that's the one thing I feel like that there's always going to be that comparison. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, I'm a big Drake fan. I saw him perform for his Summer 16 tour, and he threw it down. Mm-hmm. Cool performance, but it didn't. I was vested into. Oh, we had some pretty good seats, and I enjoyed the concert. But it wasn't the feeling that I had left from there to St. Pablo was a whole different spectrum.
It's an experience. Oh,
and that's why I felt like for at least Drake, when we had seen them, it was more of a. Kind of the way the show ran was kind of like, almost like, oh, this happens, then this. Like, it was all by the book, you know? Mm-hmm. Nothing bad with that.
No.
But that's where I was like, oh, okay, no, it was a great performance. Yeah. I saw him live, that's cool.
Yeah.
And St. Pablo, I just was left in awe. I was like, didn't know what to say. I was like, it took me a while, just for a few days, where I was like, what did I witness? What did I watch?
Yeah.
What did I experience with seeing him? And... But I would be interested. I would be intrigued now that we're a little off topic, but I would be intrigued to see a joint album from them if it ever came to light. Because I know there are a lot of rumors from, you know, certain producers. I think maybe Boy Wonder and a few other people were like, oh, dude, they had a few songs that they had done.
Yep.
And it kind of just swept under the rug, after the whole little incident. Yep. But, you know, who knows? We never know. Something comes up. But like you said, he is that guy. Drake is just, all right, you... Yeah. He's not missing right now. You go him to, you know, wants and needs and, you know, that whole little snippet. But, you know, I'm really intrigued what he's going to bring out with his next album, you know. So we'll see, man. We'll see what he brings to the table for next album.
I agree.
Obviously, the production for his stuff, you know, it's getting a lot
better.
A lot better. Yep. You know, I feel like over time, he's starting to kind of get into that groove where, you're just like, all right, like I know how to, you know, from where he's gone to Thank Me Later to where he's at now. It's just like, oh, okay, this is progression. This is evolving as an artist and as someone that, you know, what you know you can bring to the table.
Yeah. You know, it with Drake's albums, you don't feel like a cohesive story. I think with Kanye albums, you feel a story. Kendrick, you feel a story. There's a theme. I think Drake albums is just hits. And I think that doesn't resonate as much. I think that's a part of it, but I think he can figure that out. But I mean, you talk about songs that connect with you. Drake has some songs that really connect with you.
Yeah.
Like every song about his mom.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You in the Six.
You in the Six. My favorite song by Drake is Too Much.
Don't talk about it too much. Yeah. All right. I love that song.
Favorite song by
Take
Drake.
Care.
Yeah.
That album's up there for me. And that's one thing I always go back to. I just recently went back to that album. I was like, all right, let's see. Yeah. I want to go back to Take Care. And just listening to that, I was like, oh, dude. Yeah.
It's a good album.
It's a moment in time where I was just like, he was on at the pinnacle, at least to that point, where, you know, you saw Think Me Later, and you're like, oh, you said it right. Hits after hits, no cohesiveness. All right, cool. You know, that's his first debut album.
Yeah.
He'll get there.
But Take Care What did have a theme, I think.
And that's why I feel like the evolution of it. That's why I'm like, I listened to Take Care. I was like, oh, dude, one after another. Obviously, a few hits sprinkled in there, but I think he was finally gearing up to that direction where you're just like, oh, okay. This is how I can kind of present my music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great album. Nothing Was the Same was great too.
Oh yeah,
also a good album. That's
what I always go back to. So Far Gone. That's why I always go back to the basics, and that's why I remember. So that's where linked it in. And I was like, all right, hopefully he'll be wrecking with that whole, you know, YMCMB, man. Their thing, and that's what made me laugh, because out of everyone that's still standing, it's literally him, Nicki, and Wayne. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone's kind of faded to the dust. Not saying in a bad way, just kind of like...
Well, I mean, they're not as talented. I mean, Tyga's still around, but in a different lane.
And obviously, he's in his own
party lane.
Yeah, exactly, for club bangers. I agree. You know, I get you.
So I find that, Drake is always going to be important to music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't think you can really compare what he brings and what Kanye brings.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And I just feel like I said before, that comparison's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Same thing, that's why it makes me laugh, because, you know, I initially knew about Kanye just because of Jay. Mm-hmm. And I've always been Jay-Z fan, seen him. I've taken my wife like too many. I'm gonna say 4 or 5 concerts to Jay-Z. Yeah. We saw the Magna Carta. We had floor seats for that. You know, I saw him when it was Jay and Beyonce for Run the Tour 1 and 2.
Wow.
Jay-Z, JT. Like we seen him. That's all. Yeah. I saw him for Powerhouse initially by himself. That was the first one in 2000, a while ago, when he headlined with, and he just tore the house down, man. The way that he moved the crowd, and I was like, one of my friends, and I was like, oh, you can't stop Hova.
No.
H-O-V, he's in his own lane already.
Yeah, like, he knows how to control the space. Like, in an arena, I mean, he really, like, his persona fills the crowd. Like, it's super cool.
And that's super funny, because I just remember specifically when we saw the Run the Tour the first time around, and we had gone, and I was just like, oh, dude, I feel like I didn't appreciate Beyonce as much as I should have.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, no one really knows, but after seeing her perform, and just being like, oh, okay, they're on the same playing field, you know? And that's the one thing where you just never, like, it always like, oh, that's Beyonce, you know? And she's on her own other level. She's on her own. Exactly. Yeah, but like after seeing her, that's where I was just like.
The respect, right?
Oh, it's there. Oh. It's always there.
That's what you do. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. She took her own. That's what I'm saying. Like she can sell out stadiums on her own. She's an EJ. Easy. You know, and that's where I was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, but going back to it, you know, that's why I was like, dude, no one's there. Like you say it. And I was like, no one's there where Kanye is at, you know.
No,
musically and just all aspects. That's why I find it funny, because people are like, dang, dude, you really bought $200 pairs of shoes from him? And I was like, yes.
I did it twice.
And I was like, yes, I will continue. And that's why I was like, my wife's nervous. I was like, oh, dude, you're going to buy your kid Yeezys, aren't you? And I was like, yes, that is correct.
Hey.
His first, I was like, when he's old enough to walk, he's going to be walking into a pair of Yeezys. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Matching daddy, for sure.
There you go.
But yeah, dude, and that's why I just feel like that whole aspect, he takes it from, you know, music to fashion to art. And that's why I'm like, dude, he's just around. Just one of one.
Influence, yeah. I think there will never be another artist as influential as Kanye. I mean, there's people that hate him.
Yeah.
People that love Kanye.
Exactly.
And what people also don't understand is that I was talking to somebody about his impact on street culture.
Okay.
I said, everything you see these kids wearing now, that's from Kanye. Like, we talking about, no, that's from Kanye. Everything you see people wearing out there, athleisure, that's Kanye. You know, like these new school colors with clothing where it's all muted colors. I mean, that's Kanye. You're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's all from him. These guys just copy it and then make it their own. Like, it's it's crazy the impact he's had. I mean, you talk to artists from different genres, and they tell you that he's an influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to kind of put a finger on what it is, but he resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah. I always go back to that. That's what makes me laugh, because I know back in, I forgot who it was that was on Radio 1, and they were discussing Kanye, and they're like, you know, when he initially signed to Adidas, left Nike, you know, bad taste in your mouth. And they were like, what's going to happen? He's going to Adidas now. And he was talking about, he's like, this man, you know, as soon as he signed up with Adidas and they gave him the platform and the creative, you know, the freedom behind them, the freedom to be able to do what he wanted to do, is where it got to the point where, like, no, he turned Adidas around. Like,
he did.
You see that point before he actually went into the company in 2015, 2-3 years later, and see how far it's grown.
Yep.
And all he needed was the platform and the freedom to be able to do that.
Their stock price, everything went up.
Everything. And that's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I see those trends, and it just made me laugh, because I know, I was like, I'm about this trend. All right, sweatpants, boots, combat boots. I was like, all right, cool. I dig it. And then, like you said, like you and your friend that we're talking about, it's like, no, that's him. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. The athleisure thing, because all people are knocking it. Yep. He's walking around in sweats. Yeah, he's got a hoodie on.
They're all doing it now.
Muted colors. He's got those, oh, no, it's just bright color. No, what is he doing?
Yep.
No, you look around, and that's what's crazy. Yep. You don't realize how much. I remember he was voted, I forgot what year, most influential person of the year.
Yeah, Time Magazine,
And it was just like, it's for a reason. It's not just something they're handing out. Like, oh, yeah, you can do that. No, he touches it, and it just changes.
Yeah. It's I was watching this podcast, and they talked about he is the greatest market mover in history. Like, his decisions and his influence moves markets. So fashion, right?
Yeah.
And music. So in fashion, he sets trends.
Yeah.
In music, he sets the direction of music. So like he's the biggest market mover in history. I'm like, I didn't even think about that, but that's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's insane, man. And that's why I feel like you said he's one of one. He's not going to be. That's why I feel like when he invests his time and his effort into something, it's for a reason, and that's where it's going to. Like you said, it's going to move the market.
Yeah. Whenever I hear people say, you ever read YouTube comments that are like, oh, he has no talent. I'm like,
No, dude. And that's one thing. I stopped reading comments a long time ago. But it just makes me laugh when I see certain stuff and like that. It's, you know, obviously, Kanye West came back on Instagram. Obviously, he's back on the IG. Obviously, I was always following him. So as soon as he came back, he's like, oh, new post from Yeezy. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I see you. And I was just like, I suddenly I was like looking, oh man, this next drop down, this is gonna be whack. And I was like, bro, come on, what are you doing? I was already spewing hate right now, and I just started laughing. So I was like, dude, these people, I don't know. And that's why I like give people the benefit of the doubt. Do they not know, or is it, you know, what side are you seeing from Kanye? Because there's a lot of sides, and I feel like a lot of people don't realize that.
No,
and they see one, they're like, no, they get that first impression, they're like, no. I'm not going to like you for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah. It's, I'm not a person who, like, holds grudges, right? Yeah. So when things happen, you kind of, you know, whatever, move on. You know, but I think a lot of people hold grudges. So especially with celebrities. I mean,
absolutely.
In a regular life, they're like that. It's worse with celebrities.
No, I can only imagine. That's the whole thing that we're kind of dealing with now with, you know, the cancel culture. Yeah. And it's just like, it's dude.
Too much.
It's going from one thing where it's just like, all right, you know, they made a mistake. They're humans, man. Yeah. Like, it's going to happen, but obviously they're behind the camera.
Yeah, give people grace. I mean, you know, people, like you said, people are human. Like, things happen. You know, give people the ability to change and evolve. But the world doesn't work like that anymore, unfortunately.
Okay. What would you say now that, what would you say is your go-to Kanye song to pump you up? Maybe. Ooh. I'm going to say, maybe motivate you.
Go to Kanye's song to pump me up. Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
my song, yeah.
Okay. I like that one. Yeah. That'd be probably my choice, too. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's your choice.
I would say that, too. That gets me. Gets me revved up, man. That's motivational.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah. I honestly, that's why I'm like, dude, I can talk hours for Kanye. You know, I'm going to just leave it at, you know, what would you see for Kanye for the next maybe 5 to 10 years? What do you think? What do you think musically? What do you think he's going to go? Obviously, I don't think he's going to stop, you know, with the whole music thing, whether it's behind the scenes or in front of it.
I think he's going to be more behind the scenes in the future. I think people are going to always want what he's doing and want to be around him.
Okay.
And I think he's going to be more of like an elder statesman. But I mean, the fact that he can produce music at this level, at this age, and, you know, have this much impact with all these young kids around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, sky's the limit. He could go for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And we'll see. All right, guys. Well, I want to thank my guest, Kenyo, for stopping by. I'm pretty sure we can probably do a part two with just Donda.
Yeah, man. Listen.
I'm excited.
You call me, I'm here.
No, for sure, man. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for my guest. You heard it here first. Kanye West. We'll see what Donda has to bring to the table. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.